What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cakes Auville. I believe Cakesy is going to the Nats game tomorrow night.
I am, yes.
I was
that's correct.
Potentially going to do it, but I had to drive my kid all around for soccer. So
well, that's like an event with some clients,
doing
right?
Doing a hangout with a client, yes, at the Nats-Braves game tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Should be fun.
We've had a couple of invitations recently to different things. That it's like a schedule thing. I thought this was kind of cool that the Monumental invited us out to try out all their new food.
I saw that too.
What are you talking about?
That's next week.
What? I'm not getting these invites.
Let me check my email. Let's see. To me and three others. I'm going to guess you're one of the three others. Yes, you are one of the three others.
I'm just out on email. So I don't really check. I'm out on email.
You're all over the place. First you said I'm out of the loop. I'm not getting the email. Yeah. And then you're out on email.
People are going to have to text
which
me.
Which one is it?
I'm so glad people heard that.
I'm out on email.
I didn't get the email.
No, I didn't say I didn't get the email. I didn't get the invite.
But I mean, it's kind of a cool event. I don't know if I can do it. It's Friday at 5 p.m. on May 23rd. So that's this Friday.
I'm out of town.
You get to tour the reserve. You get to see a sneak peek of the construction.
And then you get
to try out some food.
All sounds great.
All right.
Sounds like a winner.
Is Mike here?
I believe Mike is joining us now.
All right, Mike Rizzo joins us, the president of baseball ops, Nats GM, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Junkies. How are you guys?
You're probably involved in all those cool events like food tastings and things like that at Nats Park.
I tasted a few items there for sure. I don't know if I'm involved in the food tasting per se, but
he's got nice spread in his suite.
Over 17 years I've been there, I've tasted just about everything. I would think.
Is there a go to thing that like when you go to the game, you know you're probably going to have this?
You know, I get the chili, the smoke. You know, the half smoke. The half smoke, yeah.
Delicious.
That's my go-to.
What are your toppings?
You said at the ballpark, or at the restaurant.
So chili and what else? What else goes on Mike Rizzo's half smoke?
It depends who I'm talking to that day. What I'm doing, I'll throw raw onions on it if I have no one to talk to or nothing to do. Just chili and raw onions.
Or maybe if you're negotiating with Boris, maybe you do put extra onions on it.
It couldn't hurt.
Maybe.
It couldn't hurt.
Just right. A strategy, that's all. I'm just throwing it out there for free, Mike.
Well, how different is it nowadays in 2025 versus when you first were breaking into baseball, like the setup for the players, nutrition before the game, post game, even probably during the game?
All right, we don't have to go that far back. It's we were pretty much in the Stone Ages until Jason Worth got here and kind of flipped that thing around for us and taught us what the meaning of eating healthy and eating like a big leaguer was, and the spreads and that type of thing. And now we've done a complete 180. We're probably as good as anybody in baseball as far as, having our nutritionists pick our meals and cook our meals, and you have professional chefs do it at home and on the road. So we've come a long way in that regard.
So Worth was like the guy who spearheaded that thing. That's interesting that it wasn't something from within the organization. It was an outside player that did it.
Yeah, it was when Worth came over to us. We were at our infancy, obviously, of being a major league team, and he had come from championship clubs before, and he had a lot of good ideas, and we listened to him, and really turned it around into something that is a real benefit for us and attracts players. Our nutrition, our training table, our medical staff, and our training staff really is a recruitment tool for us, because they're known throughout baseball as being some of the best in the game.
All right, so let's get to the field. Dylan Cruz hits another home run, but then he's injured. Give us an update. And for all the people that are skeptical about Dylan Cruz because he's not even hitting 200, I saw a stat yesterday that amongst rookies, he leads the major leagues in home runs with 7.
Yeah, he leads amongst rookies. He leads a bunch of stuff, hits, runs, stolen bases, home runs. I think he's tied for second in a bunch of categories. The batting average isn't where he wants to be, but I think that comes when it's all said and done this year. He's going to have a heck of a year for himself, and he's a five-tool talent, and the guy who can play defense, runs the bases extremely well, throws extremely well, hits and hits for power, and I think it's just seeing him scratching the surface of what he can do, and after after about 30 that we've played, that we've seen him play. I like the track that he's on. He's getting better. He's made two or three different swing adjustments throughout the season, and he's going to be a heck of a player for us.
So, we said it last week. We could say it again, actually. What a difference a week makes, right? 2 weeks ago, you guys were on a tear. Last week on a slide, boom, back to a tear again.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I described last week is, that's youth. That's a young team. It's the consistency of this. I've said it for years. It's like what separates baseball from other sports is every day. It's the everydayness of the sport that is so grueling, not only physically but mentally. And it's you ride a euphoria of beating Strider in the Braves last night, and now you got to turn around and do it again. You did it last night, now you have to do it again tonight. So it's a grind, and young teams have to learn how to win those close games. And I think you see we're getting a little bit better at us. Of course, when your bullpen does what they're supposed to do, that helps. You win those close games, it keeps them close, or it keeps us with the lead. And I think you've seen over the last week or 10 days or so, some tack on runs when we're winning 4-3, then you scored an extra run. It kind of alleviates a little anxiety and that type of thing, and gives you a little margin for error. So I think I see us, doing things a little bit better. You definitely still need to clean some base running up and some defense up, but I think that we're playing a little bit better baseball, and we're certainly competing our butts off. So that's a testament to the coaching staff.
So fill us in on Robert Hassel. A lot of us have heard the name, Tell us about his game.
Well, he's a good. He's a really good all-around player. Good defensive player. He's corner outfield because we want the flexibility with all our outfielders. So he's definitely capable of playing major league center field above average. He's got a really smooth, quick stroke from the left side. He's more of a gaps guy than he is a bomb guy. He's a hit tool guy before a power guy, but he plays all sides of the ball. Good base runner, fast base runner, base stealer, and a guy that is a really good looking prospect. And just coming off of two mediocre seasons because he had thumb wrist surgeries and injuries, and you saw in spring training he had a full off season to not rehabilitate, but to prepare for the season. And I think in spring training you saw, you know, the results of that when he had healthy hands and healthy wrists, and he swung the bat really well in spring training. We sent him down for more seasoning because he really did miss a lot of the last season and a half, but went down there and continued to swing the bat well. Power came a little bit recently, and he's going to be a good player. He's earned a promotion, and we're going to see what Hassel's all about.
What was his deal? He was like initially like super highly rated, right?
Yeah, I mean, highly rated by who? We loved him. We want him in the trade,
when he was a high school kid.
He was a first round pick in high school, and kind of got his progress was regressed a little bit by two seasons of which he wasn't healthy. So
right.
He's healthy now. He's a young 23, and he's chopping at the bit out of spring training to get here. And we just told him to be patient, do your thing down there, and you'll get here. And he's here, and got a chance to be a really good player for us for a long time.
You got to be. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, it is what it is. But, man, you got to be thrilled with what you – I know you were happy at the time, but as you're seeing these guys pan out from the Soto trade, you never want to get rid of a player of Juan Soto's caliber and character. But, with Abrams, Hassel, Wood, Mackenzie Gore, you know, at times can be amazing. Like, you have to be thrilled.
Yeah, it was a good return for a good player. And, I thought it was a good Major League Baseball trade. And, it was something that we had to do, and we were fortunate to find a trading partner that met what we were trying to do, and they got what they wanted, and we got what we wanted, and time marches on, now you're seeing that those four or five guys and Susanna's soon to be here also, it's going to be a trade that we had to make, and I think it's going to be looked upon as something that is going to be beneficial to the Nats.
Real beneficial. Yeah. By the way, talk about what maybe some of the Soto's struggles or at least perceived struggles from the outside looking in. Do you have any thoughts? Is he still just the same old Juan Soto to you?
I have no thoughts about what he's doing presently because I haven't really seen him unless he's played against us. But Juan Soto, for me, was a great player that was a 21-year-old MVP of the playoffs and won us a World Series ring.
Yep. Worked out for you. Definitely. Thank you, Mike. It's Mike Rizzo, President GM of the Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local. Bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. We'll talk to you next week, Mike.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Thanks,
Mike.
Appreciate it.
All right,
yep.
Pal.
He's focused Dude. On his guys.
Yeah, he couldn't care less about the Juan Soto drama up in New York City.
But he's old news.
When you look at that take, though, I mean, knowing that inevitably he was going to go.
Oh, that haul that he got was
Abrams,
looking pretty good for the
Nats. Ends up being like the number one first round pick kind of talent.
He was the eighth pick in the draft.
Mackenzie Gore. I'm telling you, I've seen Mackenzie Gore up close in person a couple times. That guy's got it.
No, they're all good
and
players.
Abrams is top 10 in like a lot of important hitting categories at this point.
Yeah.
Batting like 312.
I don't know about Susanna, but he said he's coming on too.
So. Saw both James Wood and CJ Abrams in the top 15 OPS right
yep.
now.
Yep. It's pretty good. It's pretty good return.
Nice that they're winning. Helps when you play the Orioles. I don't think they've won under the new manager yet.
Hey, they beat the Braves yesterday.
They did.
Team of their division.
So thanks again to Mike Rizzo, Nats GM. Coming up next, we'll open up the entertainment page here on the Junkies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Time now to open up the entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right, Ricky. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW of Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll then set you up with a silly sales assistant. They'll take care of you, treat you like a rock star. Check out their entire selection of the new and certified pre-owned vehicles at BMWFairfax.com. In fact, I think Mike Marr was maybe checking out their website. Isn't that true?
Yep. Yeah, I'm trying to get some new wheels. Putting way too much money in my car over the last year and a half.
Did you go to the website? Did you find anything? Got your eye on?
I'm so scouting it.
All right.
Looking for a couple of good ones, and then I'll go there.
Yeah. When you know, come to me, and then I'll set you up. I'll talk to Wiener.
We'll talk
to Miriam. We'll see what we can do.
Get him set up.
Thank you.
Get him taken care of.
All right. All right. This was sad news. I saw this yesterday. I'm sure you guys all did too. Norm from Cheers passed away.
Terrible.
George Wendt, the everyman from Cheers, played Norm Peterson for all 11 seasons. Died at just the age of 76. That seems rather young, Cakes.
Yeah.
I play golf with guys that age.
I feel like everybody I know loved Cheers.
I like Cheers.
It was a laugh track show, though, Cakes. Would it hold up? I think it probably would.
Because the writing was so good in most of the episodes. I've just moved on from laugh track sitcoms at this point.
Generally agree with you.
For that time, it was one of the standard bearers. It was a huge show.
Of course, he was super famous for being on Cheers, but then he had kind of, remember, a revitalized thing when he went on SNL and he played like the Bears fan, right?
True. Yeah.
Who was his other guy that he did it with?
Not sure. Can't recall.
He played Bob Sawirski, one of the super fans who gathered to coach Mike Ditka's restaurant, and they did the whole bit, the Bears,
Travis
the Bears.
Valdez were arguing who's the best side character in TV history. I mean, Norm's clearly one of them. I came up with what I think is a good one, and they can go
through
theirs.
Well, Costanza is one.
Yeah, but he's more like a main character. Like, he's part of the main, like the principal.
Yeah, but
crew.
If you say like Kramer, that's
not a side character either. Those
it's
are
also
mean.
Too obvious.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the side character would be, you know, somebody like Banya or something like that.
My top side character of all time. It didn't take me long to pull this. I loved me some Mr. Roper on Three's Company back in the day.
Okay.
He's a perfect side character, comic relief.
I feel like he was not a main.
He's not a main. Your main in Three's Company are John Ritter, Suzanne Summers, Joyce DeWitt. Those are your mains. Mr. Roper's a side character.
I think he was a main.
I don't think he's a main. He doesn't have enough screen time to be a main.
And definitely right. Mr. Furley,
I got
who
one.
Took over Mr. Roper, was a main.
Maybe, but Mr. Roper is a great side character in TV history.
Boss Hogg.
You love Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard was one of my go-tos in the day.
And I was not a fan.
I would say Boss Hogg was...
Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Roscoe P. Coltrane. I have more of a file on him. But yeah, those are both good.
Man. Iconic.
You guys pick older TV shows.
Well, I mean, I don't watch anything these days.
The Fonz.
I mean, that's what we grew up
Potsy.
With.
I said Ari Gold.
That's a great one. That's a really good one.
Thank you.
Well, I love.
I put a lot of thought into that.
Yeah.
On Curb Your Enthusiasm, I love J.B. Smoove's character. So I believe it's Leon Black.
Yeah, he's very good too.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Certainly qualifies.
Ari was awesome on Entourage.
He was like a douche though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the great role that he played.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a titan of film.
You might be into this, Cakes. The All-American Rejects, who we all, of course, knew from our days at HFS.
Yeah.
They're still touring. And apparently, they're doing a house party tour.
Mm-hmm,
after they randomly showed up in some dude's backyard, and they did a show or did a couple shows, and they're going to now tour around the whole
idea. It's a great way to build buzz for
right?
an older band. It's just nostalgia plays.
Yeah.
This is the first AAR song I ever heard. I remember this because it's when we were at HFS. This has to be from 03 or 04.
Yeah, it's a banger.
It stands the test of time. This song still
but
delivers.
I don't know like their catalog. They have more than three or four others.
I mean, this is Swing Swin. They've got Dirty Little Secret, which
Gives
is
You
a,
Hell.
Is a what? Pop masterpiece.
I like Dirty Little Secret.
I like Gives You Hell.
I don't know if I know Gives You Hell. Can you find Gives You Hell?
They definitely have at least one slow banger.
Oh, I like that.
They had some hits, man. And they're drawing big crowds for these backyard like impromptu shows.
My backyard's too small.
Definitely catchy.
Side yard's bigger than my backyard. My backyard's nubs.
Yeah, I couldn't my backyard's have one. Big yeah. enough.
I wouldn't be
the
able
neighbors
to host.
Would get salty though. I mean, if the All-American Rejects were in my backyard, my neighbors would probably complain.
It's also very house party-ish.
Yeah.
Their type of music.
Well, no. Just going to a it's almost like a frat party hired them
and
play in their backyard.
Right.
Like that's so nostalgic and silly.
It's great. Such early 2000s vibes.
Yeah, figure out where you're going to get the keg from.
Yeah.
Are there any like real like alt rock stations that are thriving right now? Or
I mean, I really don't know. I would guess
you consider K-Rock in LA.
My guess would be no.
Yeah.
I just don't think that music is that popular anymore.
It's wild. I feel like it should be coming back though.
I would love it to come back.
I remember an interview with the lead singer of All American Rejects last year,
mm-hmm.
where they were talking about new music, and he said, "Our fans don't want new music.
They want to play the hits.
They just want you to play the hits. They don't." And he said something like, "They don't want to hear a 40-something-year-old guy talking about heartbreak."
Right.
Right.
You know, new music. They play the hits.
Right. Okay.
It's almost like just beach music. It's not even called alt rock anymore.
Yeah.
It's just that's what bands go and play down at the beach.
If you're into All American Rejects, you want to hear them play Give You Hell, Dirty Little Secret, Swing Swing, and two or three other songs. And that's
then
about
again.
It.
And then do them again.
Yeah. Do them twice. I'm all in.
Yeah.
All right, this has been all the talk. We might even have mentioned it earlier on the show, but I think JP tweeted at Junks Radio, if you want to follow on Twitter or X, the photos of Travis Kelce changing. Is he like in front of like a Rolls Royce or whatever that is, some fancy vehicle, and you could see his hairy back? It's not that bad. I've seen
he has the flanks.
I see way worse. I
mean, it's pretty hairy.
Yeah, it's not horrible, though.
Kind of surprised me, given the fact that he's dating Taylor Swift. You think he would
clean up a little better?
Have cleaned it up.
He doesn't even look. Honestly, he doesn't even look like super like
jacked.
Athletic.
No, he just looks like kind of a bigger dude.
Looks like a regular guy.
He doesn't have ripped traps.
No, he just looks kind of like a sloppy white guy,
and it's kind of patchy up top.
Yeah,
of course. I have patchy.
I would expect this from Cakes,
sure, yeah.
And I have some. But not necessarily for Travis Kelce. Yeah.
I have patchy hair. I get little patches on my back. I think once you get old, you get little patches everywhere. Except for Jeff Bezos, Cakes. He's all pretty now,
he's
right?
Smooth.
With all his whatever drugs he's taking.
I can't wait for this.
He's on his $500 billion super yacht. When's this dude getting married? They keep talking about this dumb wedding. And
Who's they?
Well, like all this, the rags. They gotcha. Talk about her dress and, you know, all this stuff. But, you know, he's about to be married to his fiance, Lauren Sanchez, 55, who is, I guess, a legit helicopter pilot, Cakes. We learned that, remember, a while ago. She's sunbathing on the yacht, the like $500 million yacht.
Yeah, like
yacht.
On the deck.
And you see Jeff Bezos over there just smacking her ass.
By the way,
the whole world to see.
His yacht costs $500 million. It's so big, it needs a support vessel, which costs an additional $75 million.
Just to go wherever it goes?
Just go wherever it goes to carry supplies, and I guess probably extra fuel, it's food, whatever
nutty.
Else the super yacht needs. That costs $75
million. Right.
So it's his tender.
Yeah,
I think that's what they're called, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, the boat at the yacht is called the tender.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know a lot of yacht terms. So aside from yacht rock, I know what that is.
Valdez is from the Dina.
He knows his boats. He does. He's a waterman.
I gave you credit. All right. So the Voice, they crowned their winner. Nobody cares.
Hold on a second.
Team Buble.
Hold on. I need to go back.
So American Idol just had their winner, and now the Voice just had.
I got to go back to the yacht.
Okay.
Bezos' yacht has sailing masts? Is it like a combo?
I guess, like, if he wants to do that.
Motorboat, and it also has sails?
Seems like a big pain in the ass.
That's dumb. I'm just not having, I'm not having sails if I already have gas and
maybe he's a true 100 sportsman.
Engines.
Some people get sized for sailing.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm that guy. I like to be on a powerboat.
I'm with you.
I don't want to rely. Trust me, whenever you're out on the water on a boat, it's always windy for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have to rely on the wind.
Well, he's not
to get me from point A to point B.
He's got the world's largest engines, probably
does.
If he feels like sailing, he'll sail.
Yeah.
He should have a yacht and then a separate sailboat. He should have two.
You know
he's a man of means.
He probably does.
You know, like a lot of like high end sailboats, they have engines on them, like
right.
Just in case.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I'm sure they're prepared for that. Yes, I.
It's the same thing.
I'm
in
aware.
Case he wants to go sailing,
it's just
a lifestyle. Cakes.
It just
he's not into the lifestyle.
It looks weird. It's a it's an awkward look. It's an awkward looking $500 million boat. In my opinion.
I bet it doesn't look awkward when you're on it, when you're chilling, laying out on it.
I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it'd be amazing.
All right, this is amazing news. The TGL has announced their first expansion team, the Motor City Golf Club.
that's what you qualify as amazing news?
Tiger and Rory Sim League has announced a new team. Come on.
That's Valdez playing. That's not me.
Come
that's
on. Valdez, you got to get a t-shirt. You got to get something or you get a head cover.
I'm a Jupiter Lynx guy.
Yeah, you're a Jupiter Lynx guy. Have they announced who's going to be on the Motor City Golf Club? Like, who's the captain? We don't know yet?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Are there any famous golfers that hail from the Midwest or Detroit?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Probably want to do some regional guys.
Zach Johnson's from he's like
a
Iowa.
Douche.
Yeah,
he's a dude. Well, I mean,
yeah, he's kind of a curmudgeon.
Yeah, Midwest. I don't
there
know.
There have to be some golfers that hail from Detroit.
I wonder. I mean, Texas is not the Midwest, right? Because it's south.
No, it's south.
Yeah.
Or Southwest.
But Scheffler's not involved. Why does Scheffler get involved in the TGL?
It's beneath him.
I know.
He doesn't have to
I
do
actually kind of like that about Scotty. He was probably not. Asked about it. And he goes, what? I'm doing dumb crap.
It's a waste of his time.
I saw that the PGA Championship's ratings on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was just for Friday. For some reason, I only saw data on Friday. We're down from 1.6 million to 1.3 million this year.
Well, I have Sundays. Sunday's final round averaged 4.76 million.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. But it is a little bit down, 4% down from the 4.9 million that they got last year when Xander and Bryson were going back and forth.
And you had the buzz of Scheffler getting arrested last year.
Yeah, I suppose. Do you think that really lingered beyond that one day? Maybe it did.
I'm sure it drew some eyeballs.
So, of course, we didn't really talk. Did we really talk about Scotty winning? Did we talk about it?
I mean, I threw out the theory that maybe he's bad boring. For golf, that he's boring. You guys kind of said no.
Sunday's final round directly competed against Game 7 of the Nuggets and Thunder, which drew an average of 6 million. So, you could say what you want that, you know, no one likes golf or whatever. Not that far off from the NBA.
About 10 to 15% down.
6.3. Maybe 20% less. So you get 80%.
Look, the NBA is struggling compared to how they've done historically.
Next up, what is next up? U.S. Open? Is that next up, Valdez?
Yeah, at Oakmont.
U.S. Open at Oakmont. All right. Denzel claims or shuts down reports that he bailed on the Cannes Film Festival after the red carpet incident. Of course, we talked about that.
You want to get a swig of that Powerade?
No. More info on the Diddy trial. This is fascinating. The Punisher testified. You know who the Punisher is, Cakes?
I mean,
what a great name.
I mean, comic book character.
I know John Barenthal played the Punisher, I think, on Netflix.
I think it's a different type of punishing.
No, he did it. Oh, yeah, no. He was a stripper that was hired for some of the freak-offs.
Okay.
And originally when I saw that, I went, ooh. But apparently I think he was hired mostly, and here's interesting. So Diddy hired him, Diddy and Cassie.
Okay.
And Diddy at first was wearing like a, what's the Islamic thing that covered your face?
Like a burqa. Okay.
So you couldn't
Diddy was wearing that?
Yes. So,
okay.
So the stripper didn't know who the other... And of course, Cassie wasn't that famous that they recognized Cassie. But the guy was hired. He was given $800 and then $1,200 after he was done. He was hired like 10 times. He was hired and he was told to just like act out like sexy scenes. And Diddy would sit there in his burqa and he would tell him what to do.
Oh, he was like the puppet master.
And he claimed that there was no evidence that he saw of drug or alcohol, like they were intoxicated.
Right.
And he said, Cassie was great, but that he could tell at times she was getting annoyed at all of the demands, because Diddy's just ordering them around, telling them what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, Diddy got comfortable enough with the guy that he took the burqa off and he just wore a baseball hat.
Well, there goes the anonymity.
Yeah.
right out the window.
Now, they say he did it maybe 10 or 11 times. And then the last time he had trouble getting there, if you know what I mean, Case.
Yeah, sure.
He had no lead in his pencil.
He's good at it.
That was the last time.
Which one, Diddy or the Punisher?
No, the Punisher. The Punisher couldn't punish anything.
By the way, if you're nickname.
Yeah, there's no way.
Come on, that's dumpable. What are we doing here?
The combination of that.
All right. Try to push the envelope, that's all. Just trying to be entertaining.
Oh, wow. Did you see this? Bill Belichick's ex, Linda Holiday, confronted Jordan Hudson at a Christmas party and threatened her?
That's not very Christmassy. That's not in the spirit.
Sour grapes from the ex.
This is late last year. TMZ Sports says that Linda Holiday, who ran into Jordan Hudson while they were at a Christmas party.
Her brother's money, Johnny.
on December 6th of last year in Massachusetts.
Or Matt.
Jackson.
They had a confrontation. So, there you go.
By the way,
so there are women fighting over Bill Belichick.
Yes.
Why are we sleeping on the fact that this is not entertainment related, but it goes with the comedy pyramid. Why are we sleeping on the Nats having the number one pick in the upcoming MLB draft, EB?
They have 1-1?
Yes. They have the number one pick. They're going to pick the other Holiday.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a no-brainer.
That's who's going to be the pick.
I think I could make that pick.
I'm pretty sure.
The social media stuff. May not go number one.
Oh, really?
Might not?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a lot, for sure.
Look, any monkey sitting in these two rooms could pick at 1-1, as long as we had a support staff doing all the scouting. I'm sure I couldn't pick Bryce Harper or Steven Strasburg at the top of the draft.
Those were easy.
Yeah, I mean, come
those
on.
Those were easy.
Anybody can make
why,
those
why? What's
picks.
The knock on this?
Ethan saying, Holiday.
They're saying Ethan's not as silly as the others?
I see him ranked number one in the top 150 prospects.
I know the Florida State pitcher exploded this year.
Ooh. Jamie Arnold?
Yeah. Yep.
There's also a pitcher from Corona High School in California, Seth Hernandez.
I think I would take the Holiday kid. How could you not?
Probably would.
Kids He's been, a shortstop third baseman. You got C.J. Abrams.
I've seen him play one lick of baseball.
Of course not.
I would take him.
I've seen those guys sitting in their
the blood
silly little workout facility. Yeah. He's been working out since he was like 2 years old.
Yep.
You better when it's a Boris client.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you only get him for a few years. Well, but that's true of anybody.
Isn't James Wood a Boris client?
Is he? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he is.
That's just how it works.
Yep.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Stay tuned, too. We still have tickets to go see Old Glory Rugby coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
So earlier we were talking about the Tush Push most likely being banned. It looks like that's going to be a done deal. I just saw that the Lions are withdrawing their proposal about the playoff reseeding. So I think last year the Commanders would have been the fourth seed instead of the sixth seed if they went with the new proposal of just doing it based on records. But maybe they're just getting too much clapback from the teams that say, hey, we think division winners should be rewarded. So there's not going to be a change in that area. A couple things NFL related that I thought were interesting. Have you seen Marvin Harrison Jr., MHJ?
I saw him at, I guess he was doing a presser wearing a tag top and a little jacked.
Oh, is that
dude, he looks like DK Metcalf now.
Let me see.
I put the picture at Junk's Radio. I mean, he's got gun. Like, he's been hitting the curls big time.
Oh, he looks big.
He was kind of a slight guy, right?
I mean, he was not average. Slight, but yeah, I mean, he wasn't like jumping off the page jacked. Like,
he's enormous. Kind of looks like me when I was about 22, 23.
He said, I'm eating all the right things, some extra protein for sure.
Right. Yeah, they have pictures of him at the beginning of the season. And you could see he had big arms or whatever, but he looked a little skinnier. Just a little skinnier.
He had a decent rookie year, right? It wasn't maybe as good as expected.
It wasn't fantastic. I mean, he had 62 grabs, 885 yards.
It's a pretty good start, though.
Did have 8 touchdowns.
That's a pretty good start for a rookie.
It's not awful.
Yeah.
I mean, bad team, mediocre quarterback.
I'm going to guarantee you, if the Cardinals could go back and redraft, they would have taken Brian Thomas Jr. over Marvin Harrison.
I mean, maybe ultimately MHJ will be better.
Is Marvin Harrison Jr. the one that you gave up on early, Valdez, last year? There was a receiver you gave up on
big
early.
Number.
Yeah.
I was expecting big things.
Yeah. Also NFL related, Ashton Jeanty, who we mentioned yesterday because Chip Kelly doesn't want him to do the Halloween stance, the Mike Myers stance anymore. He apparently was desperate for number 2, his number. How much do you think he paid the kicker, Daniel Carlson, to get number 2?
By the way, I'd much rather have Malik Nabers, too, at least after one season, than Marvin Harrison
Jr. Yeah, I was going to say, how come you didn't say Malik
Nabers?
Who was
picked 6th in the draft last year. How much did he pay the kicker to wear the deuce? Let's go $100,000. That's a guess. I have no idea.
So there's not an exact amount. Jeanty says Carlson could buy a house with the amount of money he paid for the number 2. It's over 6 figures.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
That's stupid.
If I were Jeanty, I would take 22. I would have all the 2s and I would save that money.
It's just.
Personally.
Do you get a piece of the do you get like the revenue from your jersey sales from Fanatics?
I think it's all thrown into a pot and chopped up amongst the players.
That's what I thought.
I don't think like Patrick Mahomes gets this huge windfall just from the sale of his jersey. I think it's a big collective unit.
All right, I got to watch how I say this. Rob Gronkowski was on Bussin' with the Boys. According to Gronk, and I think if you watched the special on TV, he talked about this. I don't know if he was the one who said it. But Aaron Hernandez would sometimes, in the middle of a team meeting, be by himself.
That's hard to believe.
And Gronk said he would egg him on. He said he thought it was pretty epic. I love crazy ass. I didn't mind things like that. I was like, that was pretty epic. I was a wild man myself. Nothing fazed me. I encouraged it.
I just don't know. How would you get in the mood with, there's like 100 guys in the room. Bill Belichick's droning on and on up at the front of the meeting room. Like, how is that conducive to making that happen?
I'm sure he didn't make it. I'm sure he was just goofing around, like being goofy. He probably pulled it out.
He's just exposing himself during the team meeting.
I've seen guys. I've seen guys pull it out in inappropriate places.
Okay, I'm sure. I'm sure it's happened.
Yeah.
When's the last time that's happened?
We used to do dumb stuff back in Norway.
I'm sure you did.
We did.
Hey, right now, caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. We're going to hook you up with a four-pack of tickets to go see Old Glory Rugby. Coming up Saturday, May 31st, it's Fan Appreciation Night with Old Glory DC. Their final home game of the season, it's at the Maryland Soccerplex. We're going to be there. Cakes is going to be there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be there.
Yep.
You can catch some halftime shenanigans and cheer on Old Glory in their push for the playoffs. Get your discounted tickets now at oldglorydc.com. The promo code is
You see the real push pushers.
Yeah, we're going to see some rugby live.
Guys that really know what they're doing.
Yep. For Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.